Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, publisher of the blog, and today I'm speaking with Jim Stern of Target Marketing of Santa Barbara. Jim is president of the Web Analytics Association and also a noted author with his latest book, Web Metrics, Proven Methods for Measuring Website Success. I wanted to talk to Jim a little bit further about measuring engagement on the web. And Jim, maybe you can start off by defining engagement for the audience.
I like Eric Peterson's definition, an estimate of the degree and depth of visitor interaction on a website against a clearly defined set of goals. So the question is, what are your clearly defined set of goals? And then how do you measure whether or not that person is actually paying attention?
Right. So what I read in Eric's comment, and I've encountered that comment before, was that you need to have defined metrics that you can get your hands on, like, you know, page view, like length of time spent, et cetera, et cetera, and which sounds to me like you kludge together a picture of engagement through pieces.
Right, and this is a huge area of it depends on what your goals are, what you're selling. Somebody who's engaged in shopping for a three-week cruise is a whole different animal than somebody who's engaged in looking at your website because you've got a funny video on it that promotes your candy bars.
And then take it out a click more, which is versus someone who might be looking at your company for a long-term considered purchase, like a piece of software or a technology service that typically the sales cycle may be, you know, 9 months.
Right. So are they engaged? Well, let's talk about recency and frequency.
Right.
We talk about duration. Ooh, well, now we get into trouble right away because I look at this one page for 8 minutes, and then I click and go to the next page. Did I, or did I get up and go to the bathroom?
Mm.
Or did the phone ring? Or was I surfing in other tabs, or maybe other windows? It's a real mystery. The only way that you can actually determine engagement, was their mind engaged with your brand offering, is whether they care enough to post an opinion or ask a question. Hey, I want to know, is this compatible with the rest of my stuff? Or what's the price tag if I buy it in quantity? Oh, well, they're engaged. But if you're just measuring clicks and visits, it's all guesswork.
Right, right. And that really hits the nail on the head because, you know, someone who is engaging with your brand is more likely to buy from your brand. I mean, the statistics show that. I forget where I've read that, but you know, perhaps you've seen that as well, Jim.
Well, but that's kind of the default definition of engagement. If I click over to your website by accident, I'm completely not engaged. And there is no chance that I'm going to buy something by accident. So I have to be actively interested, i.e. engaged, in order to be a prospect. And that's why this is such a desirable thing to measure. If I spend $1 million on ad A and $1 million on ad B, and the people from ad A are engaged and the people from ad B are not, I want to spend more money on ad A again. But how do you define engagement? And then how do you measure it?
Right. So what do you think we need to do in the future to get towards measuring engagement? What needs to be in place?
I think we need RFID MRI scanners inside everybody's head so that when we put an ad at them, we can tell which parts of their brain light up.
It might be a little difficult, but
maybe.
Anything short of that, that might accomplish the same scenario?
Well, if you can motivate and incentivize people to respond in more than just a click. In other words, fill out a survey, ask a question, create pages that require people to drill into your website in a certain way that's sort of engaging, that encourages people to participate, to reach in and pull out more information. Then you can get a feel for depth, and you can get a feel for how much do they care about the subject. But the real issue is, do they care enough to present an opinion or ask a question? Will they write about you in the blog? Will they forward your message to 20 of their closest friends? Those are the kinds of things that really tell us, hey, this person is absorbing the brand message.
Yeah, definitely. Now, do you think this is the last frontier in web analytics? I mean, if you could crack the code on engagement, like the one button to push. You know, would that be the end of this, or is there, you know, more out there?
Well, the one button is click to put it in your shopping cart and to purchase it. That's the final frontier. That's how you really know they're engaged. They gave you their money. Everything else is steps along the way of intent and desirability and okay engagement.
Right.
I think we're going to stumble along and we're going to continue to find ways to try to analyze, and we're going to come at it from different directions. So, for instance, I can use web analytics to recreate a customer visit to my website, but I can also do usability studies where I bring in a panel of people and watch them surf. I can do focus groups to ask people's opinions. These are three dramatically different ways of collecting information about how do I make my website better. Engagement is not just making my website better, it's making my message better. Should I go with taste great or should I go with less filling? That's a different question.
Right. So I want to challenge you a little bit because I love what you said. Shopping cart button is the ultimate test of engagement. That is the single button. And
Will you marry me?
Yeah, will you? Exactly. I won't debate that. There was an inference in the article that you wrote for B2B Magazine, which I love, by the way, was that time was the ultimate gift, like spending time with me, but that was the ultimate currency that a prospect could give you.
And I love the language around it. You pay attention, you spend time.
Right.
So we value it, obviously. But measuring time on a website is inaccurate at best.
Mm.
I'm looking at my computer right now. I've got 8 different pages open in 4 different browser windows because I've got multiple tabs. If I make another click on any one of those 8, they think that the time you and I have been talking here has been time that I've been engaged with the content on that page, and it's simply not true.
Yeah.
We are completely attention deficit society now, and I've got, and not me because I'm over 50, but most people have several IM conversations going. They're working on their email. They're writing something in Word. They're doing a spreadsheet. And, oh, by the way, every 10 minutes or so, they click something else on a website, get sucked in for a while, and then the phone rings. And I'm going to measure duration as a valid indication of engagement? I don't think so.
No.
Now, John Marshall from ClickTracks recently wrote a really great post to an online group, about 10 paragraphs long, about how all other things being equal, yes, there's actual value you can get out of measuring time on site. But you take all of everything that I just said into account and factor it in, and then by the way, yes, you can compare, gosh, when somebody came from this ad versus that ad, they responded differently, and time on site was a useful metric. He described it well enough that I, you know, definitely a tip of the hat to him for that. But in general, when you're talking about engagement, gee, these people were 75% more interested because of the clock. I just can't buy it.
Right. That's true. So that gets us back sort of to the beginning of the podcast where we're discussing, or at least questioning, you know, Web 1.0 statistics won't necessarily work in a Web 2.0 world. Potentially, that's all we got, at least at this moment. And there are some fallacies there. Are there other things that I'm missing? I mean, do you think there's a direct corollary between the two?
So in the short answer is web analytics and Web 2.0 from a technology perspective, page views aren't going to work anymore because we're all Ajax and interactive within the page.
Right.
So instead of page view, the element to measure is event, a drop-down menu, a zoom in on a Google map is an event. And if I can measure those, great. I'm back to where I was 10 years ago by measuring
page views. Right.
So it's an element of interactivity. That's fine. But now when we talk about Web 2.0 from the perspective of social engagement, social networking, oh, well, now we've got to talk about all kinds of things. How often does somebody mention your company in their blog or on a discussion list? And is it a positive or negative reference?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go search for, you know, I love Starbucks, and Starbucks sucks. and then I'll trend those over time and see how's brand attitude doing it. And I just as soon pay somebody like Dynamic Logic to do that formally for me. So can I measure customer attitude? Yes. Can I measure engagement? Ooh, well, attitude tells me what is their overall opinion of my company or my service at the moment. Are they paying attention? Are they engaged at the moment? That's, that requires the galvanic skin response and the MRI scan.
Right. It's anybody's guess at that point.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, Jim, I want to thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
For my listeners, if they want to get more information on you and your services, where would they go?
I am at targeting.com, and that will also lead you to the conference that I produce called the eMetrics Summit at emetrics.org. Next one's coming up in the middle of October, Washington, D.C.
Beautiful. Well, thank you again for your time.